How does objectivism view procrastination? I'm a college student, but I find myself lacking the willpower to achieve an education. I know this is irrational. Do you have any advice? Well, I certainly lacked the willpower in college. I never procrastinated, or very rarely, in personal professional assignments. But things assigned to me in college, I procrastinated down to the last second. And in many cases, I simply got incompletes, which I had to make up the next semester. Now, of course, it depends what your estimate is. But the schools that I went to, I thought the teachers were awful. The system was awful. The teaching was awful. My fellow students were awful. The subjects were awful. All of it was awful. So I couldn't, it was almost impossible not to procrastinate, because then the only thing that I finally came down to was, if you don't do it, you're going to fail. So, okay, you have to do it. But certain things might help you if you're in a really bad, I mean, philosophically bad place. And usually the better university, the worse the place. I kept before my mind that my goal was not education, but PhD making possible the career. So I could see a value in doing the papers, even if I thought the papers were ridiculous, because they were a step towards something that was of value to me. Education and the degree was zero. I never expected to learn anything at college, and I basically didn't, except when I went to school in Canada. But in the United States, in graduate school, I learned essentially nothing in 10 years. If you go there not expecting what you can't get, then you will not be in as much of a difficulty. Also, you can try this. You can try going in reverse. That is, learning backwards, putting a negation before everything the professor says, and then you'll most of the time come out with the truth. And then you can figure out why he said what he said. Now, I may be giving you an overly jaundiced view, and some of you may have a better situation. But at that time, remember, there were no objectivists in the world at all. And it was a much more hostile, much more, infinitely more hostile atmosphere than you have today. I'm talking about the 1950s.